glory and grace.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration. What do you think about when you consider the Beatitudes? For those of us who are very familiar with the words of Jesus, we can remember several blessings that he pronounces on people as he began his lengthy sermon on the mountainside. Matthew records the Beatitudes for us in a format that can easily be remembered. I was just wondering which one comes to mind first, or which one has the greatest impact on you, or which one of them says the most to your heart. Today in our study, we will read every one of the Lord's blessings, and if you happen to be listening and you are not very familiar with these infamous words, we encourage you to continue listening to the program. We hope it will provide a blessing to you, much like Jesus intended to show us how blessings can fall from heaven upon us all.
You are the Holy One, you are the rock on which I stand. I will give glory and honor. You are the cornerstone. You are the cornerstone. You are the Holy One, you are the rock on which I stand. I will give glory and honor. You are the cornerstone. My foundation, where do I start? Only in you, Lord, within my heart. You are the cornerstone, you are the Holy One, you are the rock on which I stand. I will give glory and honor. You are the cornerstone. Where's our foundation? Where do we start? Only in you, Lord, within our hearts. You are the cornerstone, you are the Holy One, you are the rock on which we stand. We will give glory and honor. You are the cornerstone. Cornerstone, you are the Holy One, you are the rock on which I stand. I will give glory and honor. You are the cornerstone. Oh, you are the cornerstone. Oh, you are the cornerstone.
We'll now read from Matthew chapter 5. These are the recorded words of Jesus Christ. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. We have read the first 10 verses of Matthew chapter 5. This is how Jesus began to instruct others about being his followers. Being a follower of Jesus is what the message of the gospel is all about. It is to bring a faith in the Lord Jesus Christ as God's Son sent from heaven to earth to live the sinless life so he could give his life as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. The Lord's death on the cross, the burial, and his resurrection on the third day climaxes the truth that Jesus is the Savior of the world who has overcome death and the grave. The call of the gospel is to convict us of needing a Savior and having Jesus become our Redeemer. So, if you're going to make the claim that Jesus is our Savior, he must become Lord over our lives. The Beatitudes show just how God fashions us into the image of Jesus. In every way, Jesus exemplified these things in perfect form. Let me share some thoughts about these Beatitudes that Jesus pronounces upon those who choose to follow him. God will indeed bless those who come to Jesus for salvation and who enter into the kingdom through faith and obedience to his will. This is why we should and must know how we can be blessed. The poor in spirit are those who are not spiritually self-reliant and proud. To be self-sufficient means we do not need a Savior, we do not need saving, we do not see sin in our lives, for we are justified by any and all actions in our lives. The poor in spirit recognizes how far from God's standard we are and in need of being restored again. Jesus blesses those who come humbly to him to have sins washed away and begin a new life of faithfulness. For those who mourn, they're not mourning over physical, financial, or earthly losses. Even though that's real in our lives, that's not what Jesus is referring to here. Jesus says that blessings will come to those who have great sorrow over sin. We mourn over our own sins, and also we mourn over the sins of the whole world that transgresses God's will. Because of that sorrow, God provides the cleansing and the redemption, making us whole again. He can take the brokenness of our lives and make it new once again. The comfort is found in being made righteous through his marvelous love and grace. Well, the meek will be blessed when there is a surrender to God and bowing down before the Almighty. Then the true inheritance of God is to be found. It isn't this physical earthly world, but rather it's the promised land where God dwells. To hunger and thirst for righteousness is to seek it diligently. It is the focal point in living. Jesus says the blessing will be that craving will find fulfillment. This is a longing to be righteous in and of ourselves and to seek justice for everyone who are oppressed. Mercy is not getting what one deserves. We are merciful to others, and if we are, then mercy comes to us. It may not be found directly through others, but God is the one who ultimately blesses all of us in every way. And the pure in heart are the ones who abide in God's presence, he says. Sin and evil are not going to be present with God now, nor will it ever be. And that is why we purify ourselves through and in Christ Jesus. Peacemakers are not just law enforcement folks. Jesus wasn't giving a blessing to those who are employed in that field, but rather to everyone who seeks to bring peace on earth. And that can be done in numerous ways. We promote peace by giving in to others when it's okay to do so, to help others reason out something and give another perspective to them. Persecution often comes to those who follow Jesus. The history of Christianity is filled with those who have been mistreated and killed for having faith in Jesus Christ. Suffering in this life for the sake of righteousness, Jesus says, leads to the blessing of eternal joy in heaven. It may be that not a single one of these Beatitudes is more striking to you than the other. I would hope that we all can see the shaping of our attitudes, our words, and behaviors by having Jesus to be the Lord over our lives and the Savior of our soul.
Hear the blessed Savior calling the oppressed. O ye heavy laden, come to me and rest. Come no longer tarry, I your load will bear. Bring me every burden, bring me every care. Come unto me.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.